Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is now reportedly supporting another round of stimulus checks for Americans because of the pandemic. That's according to a report in the Washington Post, which adds there is continued opposition by conservatives on Capitol Hill who say it will simply cost too much. Economist Vance Gin, who once worked in Trump's cabinet, says instead of sending people more money, states should just continue to reopen their economies.
The latest state-level jobs report shows that the states that are opening up faster, like Texas, are having more job creation than places that are a little bit slower in their phase-out, like in California.
U.S. Senate Democrats say they plan to block a vote on a Republican police reform bill today, calling it a half-baked effort that wouldn't really address police violence in America. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. And log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Heavy rains that have been hammering America's south won't be going anywhere for a while, according to forecasters, who say a stalling cold front will mean the storms will move very slowly, dumping a lot more rain. They say Jackson, Mississippi can expect 2 to 3 inches of rain over the next 24 hours, and even heavier rainfall is likely from the Texas Gulf Coast to New Orleans and into parts of southeastern Mississippi and southwestern Alabama. The Fox comedy hit Brooklyn Nine-Nine is dumping the first 4 episodes of its new season. The star of the police sitcom, Terry Crews, saying that they'll toss those scripts out so they can start again to reflect America's changing social landscape. Producers and cast members making the decision to take into account the protests recently over racial injustice after the police custody death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Stocks are lower on Wall Street so far this morning, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Protesters in the nation's capital planning to gather in Lincoln Park on Thursday of this week, saying they will tear down the Emancipation Statue. The controversial monument shows President Abraham Lincoln standing over a slave. Thousands of Americans have signed a petition calling for its removal, arguing that it fails to make the point that enslaved blacks fought for their own emancipation. Hundreds of protesters rallied and chanted near the statue last evening. 2 human rights organizations are going to court in an effort to stop Iowa's 24-hour waiting period for abortions, recently approved by the state's legislature. Planned Parenthood of the Heartland and a doctor represented by the American Civil Liberties Union filing lawsuits late yesterday. It's in anticipation that Republican Governor Kim Reynolds will be signing that bill. And rocker Sammy Hagar says he's willing to perform during the coronavirus pandemic, even if it means he dies. The former Van Halen singer was recently asked by Rolling Stone how he was dealing with the pandemic, and he said that he'd be comfortable playing a show before there is a vaccine if the pandemic was declining. Then he added, I'd rather personally get sick and even die if that's what it takes to get back on stage. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Catherine Gale is with us, a business leader, author, and the former president and CEO of Gale Foods, a $250 million high-tech food manufacturing company out of Wisconsin. Over the past decade, Catherine has focused on the urgent need for nonpartisan political innovation in America. I hear you screaming, jumping up and down. Yes, we all agree. Michael Porter joined in writing this book, the father of modern business strategy and the most cited academic in business and economics. Catherine, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, it is a breath of fresh air, I believe, in the political divide that we lived in or are living in. Most people are getting increasingly frustrated with us and saying, why can't we get this straight? I mean, for all the energy, the resources, the money that's invested in politics, what is going on with the politics industry?
I couldn't agree more with anybody who is frustrated, which is why I do this work. And what's going on in the politics industry is the fact that it is an industry, meaning it works like any industry. People respond to the incentives. And what we have is no competition in the politics industry. The way that people win re-election is by dividing instead of solving problems. So in any of our day jobs, we have to do our jobs really well to keep them. But in politics, it works better to promise things and not necessarily deliver on them, and that's the way to get reelected. And even when we're dissatisfied, we never have any new choices. So there's no pressure on our elected officials to do what needs doing, what we need doing, which is why people are so frustrated.
And then when the people get so frustrated, what they do, they have the audacity to dip into the Treasury somehow and buy votes, you know, by promising to do certain things or enact certain types of legislation, that the bottom line, it ends up buying votes, not serving, you know, the better interest of the body politic. Am I getting that wrong?
Okay, Bill, that is so fantastic. That's one of the key reasons that I came to this work over a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, right now, when something gets done, one of the only ways is when the one side or both sides together decide to put it on the bill for the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think what's really interesting is In our book, we talk about how we need healthy competition, which is to say we need to be able to say, you know what, you guys aren't doing the job, we're going to choose someone else, but we never have that option. If we go back to the presidential election of 1992, Ross Perot ran, and he ran by saying, you can't just add everything to the debt, right?
Right.
And he didn't win, but the Clinton administration, along with Congress, delivered balanced budgets in Clinton's second term. And Clinton often gets credit for that, but the fact is that it's Perot who deserves the credit.
Right.
It's the competition. It was the threat that Perot and his voters might become a new party that caused both parties to have the incentive to actually, you know, do what needs doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we need more Perots. We need more competition, people who say, you're not satisfied, to the voters, that we can do something else for you.
Well, you're exactly right. With 19% of the vote that I believe Ross Perot was able to garner, that gave him a lot of voice. But the problem we had in one hand with Bill Clinton, what he did with the budget, it was at what expense? I mean, he blighted the military. And, this is part of the challenge that you have with big budgets, as you know, in running your company. You've got to make sure in the process that you do no harm. But sometimes, for the sake of political wrangling and, pandering and whatever go on down the list, we end up with, right observation, unintended consequences, and wrong conclusions.
I think there's no question that the existing system with only two players, Republicans and Democrats, that they, don't optimize the solution even when they get something done. And the debate is not optimized. I think a good way to describe it is that our political industrial complex likes the fight more than the fix.
Mm.
And they can do that because we don't have the freedom to choose something else. We don't have enough choices. And if we can change our system, this is what I talk about in the book, change our system so that we can basically move to what I call free market politics.
I like it. Yes.
We can get results, innovation, and accountability. I mean, here we are in America, right?
Right.
Which has been built on the, strength of healthy competition in free markets, and that creates extraordinary opportunity. And yet, in our political system, we've done the opposite. We've created an artificial duopoly where no one else can ever get in. And if we believe in free markets for everything else, we need to believe in the power of healthy free markets for our political system as well. So we need to change some rules.
Exactly.
The
political elites. Yeah, the political elites have designed this for themselves. I mean, the rest of us have to go out and work hard and get new clients and everything else. For them, it's all about sustainability. They baked it into the cake to protect themselves. John Naisbitt, if you might remember from his book Megatrends, I think in the 80s, talked about the two-party system. He likened it to two dinosaurs mating. And I have been waiting for the fulfillment of his prescient insight that, the two-party system is all but done, put a fork in it, but it keeps on keeping on right now. And I can only hope what you have written in your book that it will take hold, because I'm a free market guy like you. And Catherine, I believe this is this to me really opens it up for a bright future, a very dynamic and robust political system that could answer the calling and the needs of the body politic. But if we keep doing same old and expecting different results, well, we know what that defines.
Yeah, that is insanity. I used to say that at the top of my presentation. You know, what's amazing about this is that the power to change the rules that give us this existing system actually is ours.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean is, we keep thinking, oh, well, the politicians aren't going to change it because they worked together to create this. And that is indeed true that they have, and they're not going to change it. But we can, as citizens, because the Constitution, and actually it's in Article 1, they say the times, places, and manner of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed by each state.
Yes.
So we don't need to look at Congress to change the rules. We can do this state by state. We want to put in something called final five voting, which is change how we vote, and that changes the incentives and changes the competition and gives is the best choice, and also then gives our politicians the freedom to do what needs doing instead of being a prisoner to special interests and the extremes of their own, you know, side.
Exactly.
And so,
well, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. We got more from Catherine Gale after this. Stay with us.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America Fresh and Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Catherine Gale continues with us. Her and world-renowned economist Michael Porter, argue that our political system is not working. I, I, I don't know how you can take that argument, much more seriously, because I would say the majority of Americans say that this thing is broken, it's not working, and in their new book, The Politics Industry, How Political Innovation Can Break Partisan Gridlock and Save Our Democracy. I'll tell you, this is a must-read for us patriots who are frustrated with the existing system that just see that we keep getting more and the same. I think Donald Trump has opened the potential of us being able to look outside of the traditions and to see clearly where we are right now. You know, Catherine, we just had a conversation with the former Speaker, Newt Gingrich, and I said the current system is such that there really is a binary choice when you consider the policies that come out of the Democratic Party and out of the Republican Party. It is really clear. The challenge that we have, and this is what your book is giving us and opening our eyes and hearts to understand, is that even as our Constitution starts out with the very powerful three words, we the people, it really puts the onus and the command of our government upon the citizens that we are not powerless. We're only powerless if we act powerless. And your book is an inspiration and a clarion call for the American people to stand up for those things that are right and good that we need to pass on to the next generation, to our kids and our grandkids.
Yeah, you know, Thomas Jefferson is credited with something. He may not have actually said it, but he should have. And he said, in America, we don't have government by the majority. We have government by the majority who participate.
Yeah.
So, Bill, you know, you're bringing up we the people and the power to the citizens. I think one of the problems in our politics is that most of us have thought of the need to participate as being we need to participate in voting. Maybe some of us get involved with candidates. But the key that we now understand is that we also need to participate in the design of the rules of the game, the design of our voting systems, the design of all of these things that create the current actions that we see of getting nothing done or, you know, fighting rather than fixing.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we want to make a change, it's not going to be enough to vote for a candidate because we're going to continue to have, just these two choices and they're not really incented to solve the problems. And as you bring up, you know, Donald Trump, I mean, in the 2016 election, that was clear. People wanted something different. They were saying the current existing insiders aren't serving us. But what we need to do is have more of that. More
exactly.
Outsiders, more possibility. And the way we change the rules in final five voting will give us that. We got to get rid of party primaries and just have one ballot primary, advance the top five finishers to the general election so we can have a robust and dynamic debate of ideas and candidates, because we got to get some innovative ideas out there as well. There can't be just two, you know, far apart ideas on every topic. And then in the general election, we need to be able to say how we like these people in order. You know, so if we can't have our top choice, if that's not what gets the majority, who would be our second choice? All the way down to, you know, sort of over my dead body, do I want this person to be, you know, elected? And when we do that, we combine, you know, top five primaries with what we call ranked choice voting in the general election. We incent different kinds of behavior.
Right. Well,
and we get ourselves more choices.
The problem with our system now is it's systemic. I mean, we are getting what this system has been designed to give us. And you and Michael, I imagine as you're writing this book together and you're saying, okay, let's start out with a clean sheet of paper. If we were going to renovate or innovate a political system, how would we do this to where it yielded the right results that were going to benefit all citizens? And I got to imagine, as you guys are doing this, that light bulbs are flashing and you go, oh, yeah, right, this is good. I like this idea, right?
Oh, Bill, that is such an apt analogy, light bulbs flashing. This work that I've been doing for about 10 years now has been just a series of light bulb moments. Mm. And they all come back to the system, just like you say. And one of the things that I think about all the time is Washington actually isn't broken. It's doing what it's designed to do.
Exactly.
It's just not designed to serve the citizens and solve our problems. It's designed by and for the benefit of the political industrial complex, which you're bringing up. Mm-hmm. And so we need to change that design. And again, as I said, we have the power to do that in each state. Something you might really like. I was blown away when I came to this. Washington's farewell. Washington, along with basically every other founder, warned against the spirit of party at our founding. And he talked about party, sort of the spirit of party, meaning the spirit of division.
Exactly.
As being a fire. Mm-hmm. That demands a vigilance to prevent it from bursting into a flame. Because then, instead of warming, it will consume. And we're getting to the point we're having this binary choice on super complex issues, and where the way to win is to push our citizens further and further apart from each other. We're getting to the point where this is going to consume us.
Without a doubt. You know, Catherine, sadly, when I was growing up, the thing that brought us together was the red, white, and blue, was the American flag. And even now, the flag is an offense. That's what this has all come down to, is that everything is an offense. You know, we're either hyphenated or we're part of a specific group of our lives only mattering, as if one life matters over and more than another, then that should tell you right off the bat it's at the other's expense. That's never what the founding fathers intended, that we need to appreciate that we're all wearing the same color jersey. My goodness, we're on the same team here. But the system has been rigged to keep us divided, because that keeps the power base and the ruling of elites in office, which is really, when you think about socialism, communism, all the other isms out there, isn't that what they do in their grand scheme in order to control the masses, is keep them divided?
Yeah, division is the way to win when there's only two.
Yeah.
So when there's only two choices, they want to divide us so that no matter how dissatisfied you are, you would never, again, over your dead body, think of ever choosing the other side. Whereas if we had more choices, then that would be healthy competition, and we could still have our ideology, but we would be able to, you know, choose within a broader set of solutions. I want to say something that I really think is amazing. The two people who wrote the foreword in our book are both newer members of Congress, one a Republican from Wisconsin, one a Democrat from Pennsylvania, and they both served in the military. So they said in the foreword, essentially, hey, when we were in the military, we were on the same team for America.
Right.
And then we decided to serve our country by going to Congress, and all of a sudden, we're not on the same team anymore. We're forced, you know, and assumed to be on another side. Why aren't we on the same for America team? And then one of the words that they've gotten there is, because in America, winning isn't winning unless the other side is losing, and losing badly. And what they, you know, conclude with is, we need to look at changing these rules. We need to make this system different so that when they're in Congress, even though they do not agree on the policies, that they agree on, you know, the
objective.
American patriotism and the objectives.
Exactly.
And the people.
Well, Catherine, we got to leave it there. You got to come back, because we need to further this conversation. Thank you. You know, what you and Michael have done in writing this book on behalf of We the People, the politics industry, how political innovation can break partisan gridlock and save our democracy. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Catherine Gale, thank you for being with us.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is now reportedly supporting another round of stimulus checks for Americans because of the pandemic. That's according to a report in the Washington Post, which adds there is continued opposition by conservatives on Capitol Hill who say it will simply cost too much. Economist Vance Gin, who once worked in Trump's cabinet, says instead of sending people more money, states should just continue to reopen their economies.
The latest state-level jobs report shows that the states that are opening up faster, like Texas, are having more job creation than places that are a little bit slower in their phase-out, like in California.
U.S. Senate Democrats say they plan to block a vote on a Republican police reform bill today, calling it a half-baked effort that wouldn't really address police violence in America. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, with slaughterhouses now being identified as COVID-19 hotspots, what can be done to prevent another new crisis? Well, the PETA lawyer, Jeff Kerr, is back with us, and he's got some updates that we need to listen to concerning the growing concern about factory farms and slaughterhouses where COVID-19 has been running rampant and how it poses a risk to the future health of Americans without the right safety measures. The call for transparency is essential not only to prevent a potential spike in new COVID-19 cases, but to hold facilities accountable for practices that are cruel to animals and are on health officials' radars, having the potential to be breeding grounds for the next pandemic. He is the general counsel to PETA, Jeff Kerr, back with us. Jeff, how are you?
Very well, Bill. Thanks very much for having me.
Always good to be talking to you. So tell us what ag-gag laws are and how they affect transparency.
These ag-gag laws are attempts by the slaughterhouse and factory farm industry to make it illegal for people to conduct undercover investigations in their facilities and expose the horrendous abuse, cruelty, and terrible conditions on factory farms and in slaughterhouses. And, of course, as you mentioned, as they reopen amid the COVID-19 pandemic, which everybody knows started in a wet market in China, and of course these slaughterhouses are nothing more than a really large wet market, the transparency in slaughterhouses and factory farms is more important than ever so that people can see for themselves the crowding, the filthy conditions that can lead to disease outbreaks. And that's why these ag gag laws are so insidious. They try to, in many instances, even criminalize people exposing animal abuse. And so we are fighting them aggressively wherever they get enacted. We've succeeded in getting four of them declared unconstitutional under the First Amendment, including just a couple of weeks ago in North Carolina. And we've succeeded in preventing them from even getting to the desks of 19 governors across the country. But Iowa is on version 2.0, and an ag gag law was just enacted in Ontario, Canada last week as well. So the industry is still trying to keep hidden from consumers the cruelty that's inherent in their industry.
How long have these ag gag laws been running been in operation, Jeff?
Some have been around a while, but the most recent incarnation we've seen really came about within the last 5 to 10 years as consumers started leaving in droves the cruel meat, dairy, and egg industries. As PETA, over its 40-year history, has continually exposed in investigation after investigation just horrific cruelty. We've found sadistic workers kicking pigs in the head, spray painting them in the eyes, stomping and throwing chickens and turkeys like footballs, smashing piglets' heads against concrete floors, and even sexually assaulting pigs with steel gate rods. And that's why vegan meats are at an all-time high, and why the most important thing your listeners can do to stop this cruelty is to go vegan, and they can get a free vegan starter kit at PETA.org, which has tips, great recipes, and we can help with the process.
Jeff, these incidents you're talking about, happening here in the United States, you mentioned Canada earlier, happening in the United States as well as other parts of the world, you're finding?
Most of these investigations have been done in the United States. We've seen it across the country. We've seen it with pig breeding facilities, chickens and turkeys, cows, you name it. It's across the board, and we find the same thing every time. It's systemic, continual cruelty. There was a pig breeding factory farm in North Carolina where we got the first felony indictments for workers where they showed daily beatings of pregnant sows with a wrench.
Oh, wow.
For example. Yeah. It's just horrific. And, of course, it's inherent in this industry. From the moment these animals are born until they have their throats cut, they are denied everything that's natural and important to them, like seeing the sun, breathing fresh air, raising their young, and building their own social structures. And every time the industry says, oh, this is an aberration, that's just a lie. It is inherent in the industry, and we find it time and time and time again in the United States and around the world.
When you say inherent and systemic, are you talking 25%, even higher, of these slaughterhouses being involved in something horrific as what you've just outlined?
We believe it happens in every one of them, because what has happened is these giant corporations have figured out that, and the way they run most of these factory farms, is that they can make more money by squeezing as many animals as possible into these tiny spaces, even when they're dying from disease and infection, and they just run them through as quickly as they possibly can. There is no consideration in that system for the needs of the animals or for the needs of the workers. And this is exactly why these ag gag laws are so insidious, particularly in a time of COVID-19. As you mentioned, they've already become COVID hotspots, and it's just a matter of time, in all likelihood, before the next pandemic comes out of a similar type situation. And of course, COVID-19 is not the first to have come from animals. Viruses have been traced back to live animals, more commonly deadly outbreaks of mad cow, avian flu, swine flu, SARS, HIV, hoof and mouth, and more. All of these came from capturing or farming animals for food.
And you would think for that reason alone, not to mention the fact that the food that's being delivered, you know, that there has to be some effect in terms of the quality of food that is delivered when these animals are being mistreated like this.
Well, absolutely. And you see it in recalls all the time. But we just find it in every one of our investigations. We had a facility in Oklahoma that resulted in the first conviction for felony animal cruelty to farm animals when we showed employees that were routinely throwing, beating, kicking, and slamming animals against concrete floors, bludgeoning them with hammers. I mean, you know, and the workers. This is the most dangerous job in the country in a slaughterhouse. The cruelty is so endemic. If you cut animals' throats every day, if you're sawing off their legs on the slaughterhouse floor every day, you just become calloused to it.
No, you're exactly right. I could see where, you know, the psychological effect would be mounting. And, you know, and so it would run hand in hand with the kind of stories that you're sharing with us. Like some of these other laws, gag laws that are out there, are they trying to not only make it against the law, but also then turn the whistleblower, I should say, into the perpetrator as opposed to the victim?
That's exactly right. That's exactly what they're designed to do, and it's very clear from the legislative histories, from the floor debates in the legislatures about these laws, that they are directed at PETA. We've been named on the floor of various state legislatures as these bills have been enacted, trying to prevent the exposure of this cruelty and abuse. And of course, they should be putting cameras in the slaughterhouses, in the factory farms, to show consumers.
Exactly. Well, you've been instrumental, along with other animal advocates, in preventing ag-gag bills from becoming law in 23 states. I got to imagine this is never ending, because some of these states are going to revisit, and it may be introduced in a different form just to kind of deceive people, as opposed to once you've defeated them, they're down and out, right?
That's exactly right. In fact, I mentioned we are in federal court right now fighting version 2.0 of the Iowa ag-gag law. So even though we got their first one declared unconstitutional in 2019, they are not deterred, and they're going to do everything they can to try to protect the secrecy of their cruelty solely to protect their profits.
Exactly. He's the general counsel of PETA and its international affiliates for nearly 25 years. Jeff Kerr has built and leads the world's largest legal team working for animal rights. Jeff, as we wrap things up, tell people where they can go for more information.
Go to PETA.org, PETA.org.
Jeff Kerr, thank you for being with us. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Valerie Roush. As a thoracic surgeon and president of the American College of Surgeons, I know that many patients have concerns about safely undergoing operations during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. I want to assure you that for those hospitals that are restarting essential operations, patient safety is and always will be our top priority. Hospitals, surgeons, and all those providing care are prepared to provide a safe surgical experience. However, many patients may still have questions about safely undergoing a recommended operation at this time. To help, the American College of Surgeons has released new tools to support such conversations, including a free patient surgeon discussion guide. This guide includes sample questions patients can ask their surgeons to feel more prepared for their procedure. The guide helps to create a line of communication between patients and surgeons. To learn more, visit facs.org/be-prepared. This report is sponsored by the American College of Surgeons.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Besides supporting pastors, creating a community revenue stream, and even supplying power to a nearby church, a new studio in Zimbabwe built by the Tide Radio Ministry and supporters has opened yet another door. The most recent and exciting development at the studio has been the recording of the Amakuku Evangelii program in the Shona language twice a week.
The programs in this additional language are then distributed via WhatsApp so even more can hear the hope of Christ. Our partners in Zimbabwe are looking forward to recording even more Shona messages, especially as responses in this language grow. I enjoyed today's sermon, said one Shona listener. It was most refreshing and true.
To learn more about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is growing and sharing the hope of Christ among the Shona people in Zimbabwe, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And before T.C. Stallings was known to most of us in his artistry as an actor in Courageous and War Room, there was The Run. And even before The Run, there was a story of his family. And being raised by a single mom, one of six kids, and he, like many others, and even to this day, do not want to be defined by the lack of wealth or their circumstances, but they look to other ways and motivations to get outside of these areas and these paradigms that hold them down. And T.C. Stallings is presenting a new award-nominated documentary titled 24 Counter, The Story Behind the Run, that gives an inside look at his life, how growing up with low income in a dangerous neighborhood shaped his desire for a way out. T.C., always good to be talking to you, brother. Welcome. Good to have you here on the show.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Well, the movie is quite inspiring. I mean, it is, you know, as I was watching it, I saw it as a bit of a T.C. Stallings opus. I mean, this is, you know, how you got from point A to point B and everything in between here so far.
Yeah, you pretty much nailed it. Me and my wife, we call it a documony, and we laugh, and I'm like, I never heard of that word in my life. I think we might have invented that, yeah. But it's just a documentary of my testimony, and it's an opportunity to tell my testimony around the world And so, you know, just like sitting down with me with a cup of coffee and you
exactly.
ask me, tell me about yourself, tell me how you came to know the Lord, and I get to tell you that, so hopefully a lot of people get to hear it.
Well, especially at a time, TC, when I believe a lot of people need to hear some good stories about America, because when I look at your story, and, you know, I've all, you know, admittedly, I've known you from your acting, you know, and surprisingly, because I think back and I go, wow, you know, I had offices in Lexington, Kentucky, and one of the games you feature in the documentary is Louisville against UK, and my offices were right there on Nicholasville Boulevard across from UK for about 5 years, and so it brought back some memories, but I sit there and go, how did I not know about Tony Stallings? I mean, you could run. You were a player. I mean, you had a future, and no doubt, I mean, I can appreciate how you're seeing this worked out, because you had the mindset. You had a plan. You stayed to the plan, and it was, you know, ducks in a row, and they started moving on down the line, and, you know, here it is, the youngest of six kids, and you're going to college. I mean, this is unthinkable in your neighborhood, much less in your family, and you're going to a Division I school, you know, a scholarship there to attend the University of Louisville and play football. And I imagine, you know, you're thinking, well, from there, the next step's the NFL, right?
Absolutely. And that's why I say the story behind the run, because I get to talk about everything that I went through to even get to that point. I was so laser focused on getting to the NFL, taking care of my mother, getting out of the rough parts of Cleveland. And so, you know, everything is going as planned, but that's the whole point of the documentary, is whereas the Lord wants to, you know, shift things in a different direction, and he interrupts your plan. And usually, because our plan in our eyes is good, it ain't sinful. I mean, they ain't never gonna play football, but right. The Lord wants you to do something different, then you gotta listen to him. And so for me, yeah, I mean, I'm running around, I'm playing good, I'm a college football star, everything looks like it's going the way that I wanted to go. But then the Lord comes in and he wants me to do something completely different, and he got my attention in a very, very amazing, life-changing way that is still impacting me today.
Well, I got to tell you, that story is going to impact a lot of people, TC, because so many of us think that if we can just kind of play with God and kind of take him casually, and as you say, you were doing the habits, you were doing the Christian habits, and a lot of people, you know, see that. And at the same time, you know, they occasionally will look up to God and go, hey, what happened to this power? What happened to this resurrection power that you said I should have, when we are so casual with God? But until we have that confrontive moment, in much the same way that Paul did on the road to Damascus, until we come face to face with Jesus, you know, we're just habit performing Christians, are we not?
Yeah, it reminds me of my marriage. You know, I just celebrated, you know, 19 years of marriage to my wife.
Lucky you. Lucky you. And I saw her, I saw her picture on Facebook. I mean, really lucky you.
Beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
Right.
I mean,
thank you.
It's like that picture you have in Times Square, and you go, there's the promotion of the poster, beautiful in the background. You go, oh man, was that perfect.
That was right on time, you know,
right.
And I'm just like, 19 years of marriage, and I just remember, it's like, in the beginning, you're going through, like you said, just doing the habits. It's like, okay, I'm married, so, you know, you have dinner with your wife, you sit there, you know, you pay the bills, you know, when you can, you work together, she pays some bills, you know, we raise our child together because we have to, and it's like, if you're just going through the motions, it's a recipe for where Satan can just walk right in and break that up. Anything can come between you and mess it up. But when you are intentional, you know, I want to please her. I want to cook for her. I want to have a conversation. I'm involved. When you treat it like that and you're really trying to be married and get everything out of it the way that it was designed to be, that's when it's successful. And so it's the same thing with your relationship with the Lord. I'm just walking through the motions because this is what you do. Carry your Bible around, you know, pray when you fly, pray when you eat, you know, and I have no relationship to where Jesus is in my heart, the Holy Spirit in my heart guiding what I do. And that was what, you know, the Lord used the very thing that I was worshiping, which was football, to teach me what it truly meant to serve.
Exactly.
I never saw it coming.
Well, real quick sidebar here, only because you brought this up. You know, after that scene with you and Priscilla and you're washing her feet, did Vet kind of say, hey, we got some feet over here for you to wash too here, huh? What do you think?
Well, you know what's funny? Now you get a little bit of an Easter egg about film. In that movie, whenever I did anything overly romantic, we actually swapped out Priscilla for my wife. So those were my
wives. Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, yep. And so, and you know.
Smart move. Smart move. Yeah, the Kendricks know how to keep you out of trouble, man. That's great.
And you know what's funny, though, too? Yeah, this is the way that me and my wife feel about, you know, marriage. It's like, listen, if when my wife sees that, she should be able to say, oh, you know what, that's a movie for most people, but that's how he treats me every single day. That's how he treats me. And so I'm not even jealous of that, you know. So that's kind of the response you want to push for.
Well, in the documentary, there is the Bible study that is your Road to Damascus event. That is so powerful. And, you know, and I thought about that young man. You didn't name him specifically, but that encounter with him has to just be special for you, even to this day, whether it has to do about Bible study or even as you related it to your marriage. Give us a little preview of that.
For sure. You know, I'm walking around the University of Louisville. I'm a starting running back for the team. I'm well known. I think I know what it means to be a Christian. So, you know, because I carry my Bible around, because I look like a Christian, people would ask me to, you know, come and do Bible studies on campus and speak to different groups. And so I'm doing all of that. Meanwhile, there's a student who really knows what it means to know the Lord that's watching me. And the Lord used this student to come up to me and challenge my faith, asked me to go to a Bible study. And we're at this Bible study. He just opened up scripture and showed me what it truly means to be a Christian. And the way he did it was just, it just was eye-opening. And so I'm looking at these scriptures and realize I'm not doing any of this. Mm-hmm. And then you see, and there's a lot of scriptures that I go over, but the main one, that Matthew 7:21, where he says, not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of the Father. And I was like, man, I've been doing the will of TC. Right. I've been doing what I want to do, so it was just a collection of things like that really humbled me that night. And then so the next day, I immediately, you know, just started trying to do everything that the Lord wanted me to do. And I found that to be difficult because I was doing it on my own strength. So the Lord just started this process of saying, hey, it ain't about you. It's about the Holy Spirit. It's never about your power. It's about mine. Trade in your will for my will. Let me start living for you, and I'll show you how to get this thing done. And then all of my life lessons that really shaped me for the man I am today and the things that I will face today here in Hollywood started to happen. He started to teach me and groom me, and I saw what it truly meant to be, you know, a Christian, you know. And so it summed up this way. The Lord knew I would put any effort that I had for that football team. And he's like, well, I want to see that same effort for Team Jesus. And yes, I know you know how to do it because I've seen you with sports. Now I want to see you as a Christian getting it done the way that I know you can, and give me that effort that I put in your heart through the Holy Spirit. And so that's what happened.
Wow. What a powerful story. This documentary, as you say, it's a sit down with T.C. Stallings over a cup of coffee, just talking life and talking about your experience with God. And it's really simple. I tell people about testimonies. Your testimony is your story. And that can't be taken away. And only you know the impact that it's had. You know, your mom, who has since passed, you know, was a praying mom. She loved you. She did the best she could for all six of the kids. And, you know, this is her legacy as well that's in the documentary. So I saw this as a real special and vulnerable sharing of your life story. And I know this is going to touch a lot of hearts. Now, the documentary is going to be available very soon, right?
Yeah, the documentary comes out on June 30th. You can check it out at www.tcstallings.life, L-I-F-E, that's my website. And, you know, it's adapted from a book I wrote called Playing on God's Team. And you can check that out on my website as well. And so the book Playing on God's Team and the documentary 24 Counter all together make for a really, really powerful Bible study too. And I look forward to just seeing my testimony get around the world, and I can have that cup of coffee
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
We've all seen